The Riverside Bulldogs earned a big win last night in the game against IKM Manning, winning 60-55. That win put Riverside at the 9-win mark for the most wins since the 2012-2013 season, when the Bulldogs went 9-14. This is a balanced team that has started to click together, especially in the game against IKM Manning, when they were firing on all cylinders.
Each night it seems like it changes who our leading scorer is or who our second and third leading scorers are. And I'm waiting for that one game where they all click together. I think it'll be a pretty special night when that happens. So, things going well as the defense, absolutely. And then just a few people stepping up offensively each game.
This is a very young Riverside team that continues to develop down the line with the younger talent. The thing is that these girls have so much more in them, with the balanced scoring of Ellie Henderson, Cindy Summers, and Sophia Taylor, who all average just 7 points per game this season. Head coach Mitch Rice knows that these three are leading on the stat sheet, but just about any girl can lead the Bulldogs in the night.
I mean, and that's pretty much what it's been. We've been young almost since I took over. You know, we've struggled to have upperclassmen stick it out and fight through, and the couple that have this year have been great for us, you know, and really helping them see the future of what we're going to be doing, and not only the rest of this year, but going forward. But the points per game has been, you know, we don't put a lot of emphasis on it because we knew coming in, we really truly felt we had 10 different girls could lead us in scoring at any given night. And I think we've had 7 or 8 of those do that, you know. So yeah, those three girls are kind of leading us in scoring, but if you go through and look, we're pretty balanced all the way down.
One thing that Riverside still looks to eliminate is the turnovers in games this season. The Bulldogs are currently averaging 21.5 turnovers night in and night out, and the only way to eliminate that is to gain more experience with the younger talent and get them the basketball in tight games.
First, it was a learning curve, and we still are kind of there with the speed of the game at times with our turnovers. But it gets better in spurts, and when it does get better, we finish and we follow suit. You know, the last two groups have come in, our freshmen and sophomores have come in ready to be able to contribute with some great community youth coaching that's been going on with them, and we're really, really excited to see that continue to grow as they progress through our program. But I think it's just, you know, you get through the tweaks of the earliness and the speeding up the game, and then you got to get through them used to playing 3 games a week or 4 games a week. When they're young players, they're not used to those types of things.
Today, the Bulldogs will be taking on the number 15 Trainer Cardinals, who are on a 2-game winning streak, with their last loss coming against Tri-Center. The Cardinals are led by Nora Kuntz, who has averaged 12.5 points and 4 rebounds per game this season. Riverside is preparing to heavily focus on their defense to be able to stop the high-caliber offense of the Cardinals, who just averaged 52.4 points per game this season.
The one thing that you have to do to play defense is you have to have heart. To quote a movie off The Replacements, Jenny McGinty, you know, you have to have miles and miles of heart to come back and get it done. And I'm really impressed with it. It doesn't matter who it is. Like I said, we have 10 girls that we play regularly. When we're in there and we're playing defense, they understand their assignment. And I think we've gotten a lot better at just understanding the off-ball stuff, but they understand it because they put the effort in, because they cared enough to do it. So it's not only what they're doing during the games, it's how they're practicing it, it's how the film that they're watching. It's all a credit to those girls and their heart and wanting to have that defensive side of the ball to be so good.
Riverside hosts Trainer tonight with a boys and girls doubleheader on KSOM 96.5 FM and streaming live on Western Iowa Today TV with myself, Zach Collins, and Austin West on the call. The pregame show starts at 5:45 p.m. I'm Zach Collins, reporting.